We'll have to make a new list of who's to look after the fire, if you can find them. He looked round. Then, for the first time, he saw how few Biggins there were, and understood why the work had been so hard. Where's Maurice? Piggy wiped his glass again. I expect... No, he wouldn't go into the forest by himself, would he? Ralph jumped up, ran swiftly round the fire, and stood by Piggy, holding up his hair. But we've got to have a list. There's you and me and Sam and Eric and... He would not look at Piggy, but spoke casually. Where's Bill and Roger? Piggy leaned forward and put a fragment of wood on the fire. I expect they've gone. I expect they won't play either. Ralph sat down and began to poke little holes in the sand. He was surprised to see that one had a drop of blood by it. He examined his bitten nail closely and watched the little globe of blood that gathered where the quick was gnawed away. Piggy went on speaking. I seen them stealing off when we was gathering wood. They went that way, the same way as he went himself. Ralph finished his inspection and looked up into the air. The sky, as if in sympathy with the great changes among them, was different today, and so misty that in some places the hot air seemed white. The disk of the sun was dull silver, as though it were nearer and not so hot, yet the air stifled. They always been making trouble, haven't they? The voice came near his shoulder and sounded anxious. We can do without 'em. We'll be happier now, won't we?
I wasn't sure why all the big kids disappeared, but Piggy says they went the same way as he went himself. He must be talking about Jack. So they're all deserting Ralph, and how does Piggy feel about it? He looks happier than he's been since the beginning. He spoke up with more confidence at the assembly. He thought of a new place to build a fire and help gather the wood. He even lit the fire himself. Jack was the bully who kept Piggy down. Now that Jack's gone, Piggy has a chance to shine. Ralph isn't quite so happy. He's biting his nails bloody. After all, most of the big kids chose Jack over Ralph. I think Ralph feels like he's lost the battle, like he's been a bad chief. Let's read on. Start with the last line on page 131, where it says, Ralph sat.
Ralph sat. The twins came, dragging a great log and